I try to keep everything relevant, right? And I like to tell students the story behind the story. Like, music isn't just about notes. It's not just about rhythms. Like, why did artists create music? So I was trying to think of a way to make current events sort of relevant to what we were studying in the classroom, and also just trying to maybe just suggest to students that they can empower themselves. I think a lot of times they're kids, they're minors, they can't leave the house unless mom and dad say so. And you just read the news and you see all these crazy things happening, and a lot of them were kind of just confused and didn't know what they could do about it. So just trying to, give them a lesson that telling them, hey, here's what artists do during crazy times. And here's how you can, like, if you're feeling something, here's a way, here's how these artists sort of expressed themselves, expressed what was going on at the time, and sort of gave their two cents. They weren't afraid to share their opinion, right? So I always tell students, share your sound and don't be afraid to tell people how you feel. So what I ended up stumbling upon was Charles Mingus's Fables of Phoebus, which was great because this was performed by the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and I never heard the song with the lyrics. So if you just hear the big band version, it sounds really happy, it's bouncy, and you're like, oh wow, what a pleasant tune. And then I heard the lyrics for the first time.
Oh Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh Lord, don't let them slam us.
And so I think great music either just really captures a moment in time, and you can always go back to it. But sometimes, like simultaneously, it can be timeless too. And so I thought it was great that that song, even though it was written in 1959, was still relevant today.
You said that, things can be timeless and things can still relate today. Is there a lyric or some lyrics in that song that you feel not only were a big deal back then, but also are still relevant today?
Oh yeah. So so just some backstory on that. Mingus wrote this about a governor, the governor of North Carolina, who called in the National Guard to keep a school from integrating. So essentially, he called the National Guard in support of segregation. So even just the subject matter, right? Even when you have Trump saying, "Dominate the streets" or whatever, like the National Guard is getting involved now. And the racial component is still very much an issue, right? With George Floyd and police and everything like that. So, oh Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh Lord, don't let them stab us. Or Lord, no more swastikas. Oh Lord, no more Ku Klux Klan. So even just that, they're talking about Phoebus. He's a full Nazi fascist supremacist, So again, it's just really talking about people using their power and people abusing their power. So I shared with them the Mingus tune. I shared with them Jimi Hendrix's Star Spangled Banner. Protesting our involvement in the Vietnam War. And then I also shared with them the Roots.
Come, you masters of war. You that built the death planes, you that built all of the bombs.
So originally it was Bob Dylan's song, Masters of War.
It hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
And they did their own version when they were protesting the Afghan and Iraq wars.
I just want you to know I can see behind your masks.
So again, just trying to shed some light and sort of open a door for them, and maybe just kind of like make them aware of a rabbit hole that exists, and then I try to just let them go through it and take it where they want, and hopefully just inspire them to maybe create something of their own. And again, just you know, protest music isn't just with vocals either, you know, like Coltrane was protesting at the time with jazz. Jazz was very much protest music. Miles Davis wrote a tribute to Jack Johnson, who's like the first black boxer. And you can hear it. You can just hear the anger and the emotion in the music. So I think it's unfortunate that you have these like very terrible events happening, but I think turning a negative into a positive is, I think a lot of artists kind of thrive on that.
So I'm wondering what the takeaways were for the kids. I mean, you're talking about kids that are ranging from, I'm guessing like what, 11 to 18 years old, from six to senior year. So I'm wondering what sort of the, you know, overarching takeaways were, and if there were any specific takeaways that really stood out to you that you got feedback from one of the kids, what that might be.
You know, the younger kids, I think the concepts I was trying to talk about kind of went over their head. But I think that's sort of like to be expected too. Like, I'd rather like at least introduce something. I mean, that's happened to me too, where a teacher tells me something at the time and I'm like, what does that mean? And then maybe 5 years down the road, I'm like, oh, that's what he meant. So I think the whole point was kind of just to like plant seeds. But I think the older kids got it, especially the high school kids. They took away a sense of, hey, I can do something, you know, even if it's something very small. Like I can go on my trumpet and just make a whole bunch of noise and record it. And that's my, you know, one kid actually came back a week later and wrote, he made a beat. He called it Quarantine's beat, you know? So, I mean, it was great. It's like, okay, like you're doing something right now. So even though like we're all quarantined, and I think it was nice to see the high schoolers feel like they could sort of do something to feel like they were making a difference. ¶¶